As you may have heard, it is Solar Eclipse Day. Eric Allen, Ethan Greenberg, you may be wondering, why are they wearing sunglasses inside the eclipse shades? Well, the Jets practiced inside today. It's where they have all their walkthroughs. So with that, EA, let's take off the wonderful spectacles. Ah, there we have it.
All right, back to
reality.
We're
inside. We're indoors today. So let's talk about some Jets football. Obviously, the big news today is head coach Todd Bowles said there will be a starting quarterback named shortly.
Yeah, he was asked about the quarterback situation as he is each and every practice out here, and he said, after the Jets' third preseason game, which of course is this weekend at MetLife Stadium, the Jets versus the Crosstown Giants, by Monday he'll have a starter for week one of the regular season, so we won't have to wait too much longer. Of course, Christian Hackenberg got his first NFL start against the Detroit Lions. He had a rough ride of it, but Todd Bowles said, listen, the entire offense just couldn't get going when Hackenberg was in there. Josh McCown has only played one series of preseason football thus far. The Jets opened up the preseason against the Tennessee Titans. He led them right down the field, culminated that drive with a touchdown pass to Jerron Peake. And Bryce Petty played the second half against the Lions, did some good things. Good decisions, threw the ball very well. Unfortunately, the Jets weren't able to capitalize with any touchdowns. But with all that being said, we'll know in a short time who this team's quarterback is going to be against the Buffalo Bills.
And someone we didn't see today on the field was second-year linebacker Darren Lee.
Darren Lee wasn't feeling well, so he didn't practice today. Lorenzo Malden didn't participate either as he continues to battle a back injury. Bowles said he was getting better. If he has to get an epidural, the Jets might go in that direction. And then lastly, Matt Forte, running back, he's dealing with that hamstring issue right now. He was out here on the field, but Todd Bowles said he remains day-to-day.
And lastly, at the end of today's practice, linebacker DeMario Davis led a little extra work for the defense.
Yeah, Josh Martin, I talked to him about it after practice today, and he said that he really liked that, as DeMario stepping up from a leadership perspective, bringing the guys together and going over some situational football. The players did that on their own for basically 5 to 10 minutes while Todd Bowles conducted his post-practice press conference.
And just to be clear, that was the entire defense. Some of the defense acted as if they were the offense. Frank Beltre said, I'll be a guard. So it was really fun to see that. And there you have it. That's the 2-minute drill on Solar Eclipse Day. For Eric Allen, I'm Ethan Greenberg.